Bloody Mary Podcast!
Welcome to the Bloody Mary Podcast, where we talk about all things horror while drinking a Bloody Mary. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Tammy, and we are totally married. Tonight, we are reviewing Spiral, the new Saw movie.
Yep, and this is the first time we saw a movie in the theater since COVID, so it's been like a year and a half.
Yes, very exciting.
And so this is the first movie we saw in the theater. I was super excited just to go to the theater.
Oh my God, he was so jacked.
I got a big soda, big popcorn, candy, whole thing. You're looking at me like
I'm over here with
idiot.
My kids pack.
Yeah, she likes to get a kids pack.
I like the kids with candy and a drink and popcorn. It's fine.
But anyways, so Spiral, and so off the bat, spoilers.
Yeah. We spoil everything.
We're gonna get into that. And we are actually in the middle of a Saw-a-thon because shortly after this, we're going to be rating and reviewing the Saw films.
Right.
So perfect time because Spiral's came out and we just saw it. And we haven't talked to each other yet.
Oh my God.
Because we usually talk about movies like right after we get out of theater, when we're in the car driving home. And so it was really hard to not talk about it, just sit in silence and talk about weird stuff.
We talked about baseball, which we don't even like.
We don't like baseball at all. Anyways, I enjoyed it.
I did too.
Yeah.
Okay, you tell me yours first. Go.
So off the bat, it was refreshing in the world of Saw visually. Things were lit properly. It wasn't just all darkly lit in a basement, in a cellar. You got the cityscapes. And right. This is one of my gripes we'll get into, like the other Saw movies, is there were almost next to none establishing shots at all of anything. And here we get full city shots.
Right.
We get drone shots. We see city. We see buildings. Things are daytime lit. Things are out in public. It's a different feel.
Mm-hmm.
And they do have like the Saw moments in lighting when there's some traps involved and when you're in those kind of places. But just visually, it was refreshing for me.
It was refreshing. And again, we'll talk about this later, but we were both like, oh God.
Yeah.
Where do we?
Because we just got done watching like the last batch of the Saw films, and a lot of those just aren't that good.
No, they're not. And so we were both excited, but also like
low expectations.
Low expectations.
Yeah.
I liked that it wasn't a lot of it. The other ones are like all focused on the traps.
Yeah.
And this one, you got traps, mm-hmm. for sure, but you had a backstory, and you had something to engage yourself in.
Yeah.
As opposed to, all the other ones are just, I mean, aside from like one and two, and there's no real, like, I don't give a fuck, right? Mm-hmm. So this one I was interested in, the speed was good, you know, you weren't bored, you're like, okay, what's gonna happen next? Mm-hmm. It was very fast paced. Chris Rock, we talked about this, if it was going to take away.
Yeah.
I didn't think it did. I think he came in with some swagger. I love his fucking car.
she loves cars.
And he was funny. He brought some, you know, humor to it, but not...
Definitely.
Not like campy humor. It was just one-liners and just his sense of humor, but...
Yeah. That's one thing that I think is... sorely missing from a lot of the Saw films is levity and moments of humor.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this definitely brought that. Maybe a touch too much, but I'm not complaining. Chris Rock, Sam Jackson, and just having them in the movie, they're powerhouse names.
Right.
So I was just really interested to see what they were doing with it.
Right.
Yeah. And I think they definitely brought something to the film.
I think they did. Yeah. Like you said, he brings a little bit of levity to it.
Yeah, none of the other ones have that. Like maybe like little slivers of it, but this one was like a movie that's supposed to have this much levity in it. It had that.
It did.
That was nice.
I didn't like the voice though.
The Saw voice?
Yeah, I didn't like that voice.
You know, and this is kind of hard too because we just watched like seven Saw movies,
right,
with the same fucking voice. So it was nice to hear a different one. So and this is just like my reactions fresh out of seeing it.
Right. I didn't like it. I don't know. I like a deeper tone if you're going to be menacing and threatening.
Yeah.
I think you should have a deeper tone or fake a deeper tone.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
A high-pitched voice like that was not.
Well, it was distorted. More. It was a feminine voice.
It was.
And I remember you saying in the theater, you're like, it's that chick.
Because
of the voice. So it's probably just another way to throw people off.
Probably, but I don't know. That's one thing I didn't like about it.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was, I'd say, like, where it lacked is I kind of called it, like, in my head, like, what the big twist was.
Right.
And then the last act, it was cool. It was fun to watch it, but it was kind of predictable beats.
It was.
Like, it was his brand new partner is the killer.
Right. Spoiler.
Well, we already said we're spoiling shit. And there is, like, the moment early in the film where he's showing a picture of his family.
Oh, yeah, because you asked, is there actually a wife and a son?
Yeah, well, and then he's on the phone with them, and you hear cries, but you don't actually see a baby or anything like that. So that's kind of, I was like, okay, it's probably him.
Right.
Yeah, and then when there's that moment where you think it's that partner's dead body, I quickly pieced together that it's the homeless person missing, the meth guy.
Oh,
that's just
right.
His body.
Right.
Yeah. Aside from, like, I think the ending was predictable. There was that really, I liked how Sam Jackson was the puppet at the end.
Yeah.
Instead of a doll, the classic doll we've had.
It's a pig puppet.
It's a pig cop puppet.
Yeah.
That's kind of hanging. And then at the end, Sam Jackson is the pig puppet, which was really cool.
But also, like, they'd use excessive force when they're like, put the gun down. And he's screaming, no. And Chris Rock's on his feet screaming, no, it's not him. And
don't shoot my daddy.
They just walk in guns a-blazing and just start shooting. Like, wait to see what the situation is. Oh, there's a guy pulling a gun. He's also hanging like a fucking marionette puppet. Do you think? Like,
but
it's not a superhero movie,
isn't that
for
the
Christ's
whole
sake.
Point of the movie? That the cops would come in guns blazing? Because the whole movie is the police are corrupt.
Yeah, and that's
so then the guy
up.
Would know that the cops are, you just said it, shoot first, ask questions later. And that's what they did through like the whole movie. So yeah, it makes sense.
I guess so. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. But in the world not in that movie, yes. Yes.
In the world, like you walk, but even then, like you walk in and there's a guy hanging from the ceiling with a gun in his hand. Sure. But let's look at what you're seeing here.
Yeah.
It's not our superhero movie. It's not some guy, you know.
Yeah. But he was backlit. That's why they blasted the lights so the cops can't really see it.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's talk about the traps.
Okay.
I thought the traps were pretty fun, and I thought there's some pretty brutal ones in there. I like how they didn't linger on the traps like you're saying.
Yeah, it was not super... All the other ones, not all the other ones, but towards the end, it was all like, traps, 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 yeah. A little bit of story, traps, traps, traps.
Well, this movie, it's more about the cops... on the case, like,
right.
Kind of like Seven, how you catch the aftermath and you get some flashes of traps, and then it ramps up towards the end where it's all traps. But the one trap that really got me was the police chief when she was on the...
Oh, yeah.
Her trap was she's laying down on a board and there's this big blade on her neck, and the only way she can get out is if she pushes back and severs her spinal cord and she can never walk again, or hot wax falls on her face and then she dies.
Right.
She chose the hot wax.
What would you choose?
Well, I would think I would try to live through all of these things.
Yeah.
Like, that's like the one thing through all these Saw films, and it's in Spiral too, is these people don't try quick enough or hard enough to get out. But then I've never been in that situation, and I don't know, you would probably freak out like they do for a few seconds or a minute and not try to do the thing it is. Like the first guy, he had to jump off this thing and his tongue would get pulled out, but he'd live.
Or you get smashed by a fucking train.
I feel like I'd jump.
I'd fucking jump. I don't need my tongue. I mean, I love to talk. Don't get me wrong.
It still might kill you But the
I'd
other
take
one,
that chance.
the guy who had his fingers.
The finger one.
There's his finger trapper.
That
guy
one was my favorite one.
Had his
actually.
Fingers hooked up to something, and then he had to bite down, and they would rip his fingers off, and he'd live. right? So you're only missing your fingers or your hands at the most because it's pretty brutal.
Oh, yeah.
But still, like, he was trying, but he didn't. I guess he didn't do it fast enough.
Yeah, I think he was like a couple fingers short.
Yeah. Ba-doom-sh. She's good at the jokes.
I am a funny bitch.
But yeah, I had some decent traps. They had some cringe-worthy ones for sure.
Yeah, the hot wax. Then he was when he peeled it off her face. And yeah, it was like her face was coming off.
So did you expect who the killer was?
Kind of.
Yeah.
I wasn't really paying that much. Like, I wasn't like, oh, who is it? Because
which is good. It's a good way to watch a movie, too. Yeah. It's like, just don't think about it and go along for the ride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See what happens.
I liked it. It wasn't connected to any of the other Saw movies much aside from Saw Happened.
Right. It was more the rhetoric. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
Of John Kramer about
like, legacy.
Legacy.
Yeah.
About corruption and cleaning things up and giving people second chances. None of them got second chances.
Yeah. Yeah. Someone else just liked what he did and, you know, used it with his own reasons.
Right.
Yeah.
And his reasons were a dirty cop killed his dad.
Yeah. It was all about police corruption and cleaning up the cops.
And he's like, Chris Rock, you're going to help me. You want to be a partner? Like, that was one thing. Like, did you really think he was going to say yes?
Yeah.
Like, this guy turned in another cop, you know, was treated as a rat.
Mm-hmm.
He'd always done the right thing his whole life. So, especially being a cop. So why would that person think that he'd be like, yes, I'll pick him out. You kill him.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. That's why I think like, the third act kind of was ho-hum, whatever.
Right.
It was still fun to watch. It was fun to watch Chris Rock do this.
It was.
Because he made this a while ago. This is supposed to come out last year, but then COVID happened. And he did Fargo too. And I think he did those in tandem. In Fargo, he did a serious role. And then there's this. So I think he was trying to reinvent himself or just do new things at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But then this came out a year later, and I think he did a good job. There are a couple of moments. So there's like flashback moments where Chris Rock and his father, Sam Jackson, they're both cops, and it flashes back to like 15 years. And I swear to God, Sam Jackson's mustache is so fake.
Oh.
Like, I could see the lines.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they just had to like quickly, they're like on set, they're like, did anyone bring a mustache? Like, oh, fuck.
It's supposed to be 15 years earlier. God damn it, we need
someone
a mustache.
Go to the store. And like one PA is like, oh my God, I gotta find a mustache for Sam Jackson. Somebody help me. Like that's how that got on his face.
Oh,
that's,
yeah,
I guarantee
for sure.
That's how that played out. Or someone in the makeup department just dropped the ball.
Or they're like, just going through their kit, like, I got this one.
Yeah.
Sure, just put it on.
They
did
something really strange. So they showed Chris Rock 15 years ago,
mm-hmm,
and he had facial hair. And then modern Chris Rock had no facial hair. Those should have been swapped because he looked older when he was supposed to be younger. Yeah. And it had like some flecks of gray in it. I'm like, what are they doing? He looked like an older man.
He did.
Yeah.
Because when he was a beat cop.
Yeah.
A beat cop with a freaking gray beard going on.
Yeah. And kind of this, I don't know, almost the same with Sam Jackson. He put a stash on him and looked a little older. So that was an odd choice. And I don't know, maybe I think it was they're hinting at their own comedy for doing that.
Right.
Chris Rock threw in some fun one-liners, and he's always fun to watch, I think. Overall, I had a good time. And I think a little bit of that, too, is it's the first time I've been to a movie in a theater.
We haven't been
in
to
like
a theater
year and a half.
Over. Yeah, right.
So I'm still excited about that. So what would you rate this as a film?
Oh, gosh.
As a film, as a movie.
I don't know. Okay. I would say 7. I'm going to say a 7, only because it's been a while since we saw a movie in the theater. And also, we have watched a bunch of shit Saw movies. And
we have. Yeah.
I'm just going to go out and say 7.
7.
Yeah.
You know, that's fair.
It was entertaining.
Yeah.
It was fast-paced.
And it was fast-paced. I really love when horror movies have that hour and a half runtime.
Because was it the last Saw movie we watched? Like, is it going to fucking end?
I think it was an hour and a half, but it seemed like
it
three
seemed
and a
like
half hours.
So long because it wasn't fast paced. It was So it was refreshing.
Mm.
And yeah, I enjoyed it.
7 out of 10 Bloody Marys. Yeah. Cool. I'm kind of along the same lines. Like, I want to give it, as a Saw movie, I feel like it's a 7 out of 10. As like a run, as a kind of run-of-the-mill horror thriller, I honestly think it's about a 5.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So I'm just going to throw it right in the middle and say 6 out of 10. I think it's above average. It's not great, but it was definitely entertaining.
It was entertaining.
Yeah.
And it, like I said, it breathed new life into what we
had previously watched. Yeah, for sure. Like, if you've seen the Saw movies, this is one's visually different, definitely.
Oh, for sure.
And there's more character development. There's better acting. Oh, I forget to talk about the other guy. I don't know his name. He's a younger actor. He's in Handmaid's Tale, but he plays...
Oh, that's right. Yeah. And only because I looked up once when you were watching it.
Yeah. but he plays Chris Rock's partner in this. He's a good actor. I want to see him do a lot more things, and I think he will, but I think he did a good job.
He did do a good job.
For sure. And I wonder, I'm curious if they're going to make more, because I think the official title of this is Spiral from the Book of Saw. So I wonder if they're going to continue with this storyline, like Spiral 2.
Right.
You know, I don't know. I don't think...
Well, he got away.
Yeah.
So...
He did.
It leaves it open-ended. If the movie doesn't make a lot of money,
yeah,
then they're not going to make another one.
Yeah, yeah.
If it did, they open-ended it, so they can make another one.
Yeah, and we'll see. I mean, it's... In theaters, but I don't think many people are going to theaters. Like, we went there and there was two other people in there and the place is pretty barren. But anyways, it was really cool to go out and see a movie. Quickly come back and review it.
I know. First time we've done that.
Yeah. So, there we go.
All right.
If you're a fan of Saw movies, check this one out. It's definitely a breath of fresh air. And if you're just looking for a horror movie to go check out, you can go see this one without having really any knowledge of the other Saw films, honestly.
Oh, yeah. You don't need to know anything about the other Saw movies.
So, well.
All right.
That's it. Our Bloody Marys are dead, and so are we. So drink in moderation and enjoy life and death.
Cheers.
Catch you next time.
Bye-bye.
The Bloody Mary Podcast.